USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As we head into Memorial Day weekend, President Trump welcoming veterans to the White House.
Together, our nation pays a mortal tribute to the extraordinary courage, unflinching loyalty, and unselfish love and supreme devotion of the American heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice, and that's what you're here for. It's the ultimate sacrifice, and it is indeed.
President Trump's campaign is decrying former Vice President Joe Biden's comments that those struggling to choose on whether to vote for him or the Republican president are not black. Biden making his comments on a radio program called The Breakfast Club.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Senior advisor to the former vice president, Simone Sanders, says the vice president's comments were made in jest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
The White House is changing the COVID-19 restrictions on churches. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
President Donald Trump said that his administration will release guidelines for reopening places of worship this weekend after they were delayed by a disagreement with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over what the recommendation should entail. Trump said he told the CDC to put out the guidelines, which have been revised by the White House officials in recent days, to make them less stringent than the ones the agency initially recommended. According to senior administration officials, the guidelines for places of worship that have been cleared by the White House Counsel's office include recommendations such as wearing gloves while distributing Holy Communion, social distancing, and holding virtual service as a last resort.
The University of Delaware says they will not disclose records related to Tara Reade's allegation of sexual assault against former Vice President Joe Biden. The public record requests were sent and denied last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As virtual graduations for high schools and colleges across the country continue to happen, many seniors are wondering what their life will have in store for them. NFL star Ben Watson joins Fox News and has a message for everyone graduating high school and college.
Their character is forged in conflict. Character is forged in conflict. In football, we go through training camp, we have injuries, all those sorts of things. But you don't understand your true character until you have some sort of test. This test for this class, when they look back at it in the future, I think it's going to forge a lot of great character for them. They're going to be able to fight through different things. They're going to be able to excel through any sort of adversity. And I think they're going to have some certain bond together. So the number one thing is that character is formed through conflict. The second thing I want them to remember is that as they move forward, their failure doesn't define them. Failure does not define them. I'm a perfectionist like many of us are. When I do something wrong, when I fail at something, I feel like it's an indication of my self-worth. They need to understand that whether they succeed in life at whatever obstacle they have, whether they fail at life, it doesn't define your worth. Your worth is defined by the fact that you are a creation of God. That's what defines your worth. So when you allow yourself the freedom to fail, you will excel to new heights. Preparation is key. When we play on Sundays, you see the manifestation of a bunch of work. But there's so much that goes on behind the scenes. Don't forget that they need to prepare for whatever task at hand.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.